One observation I have is that I think that you did absolutely right is your network. And you've come from, like, what I might say might sound a little absurd, but us Jews, we like to move in herds. Seriously, like, what we do is we move in crowds, and
Yeah,
especially through
that's
the
true.
financial markets, like, Jews typically, they
Don't
like
give our
to.
position away.
I'm not letting the enemy know of anything, but I'm saying, like, generally, this is a
No,
true
it's
thing,
funny.
and sometimes, like, you aren't a contrarian about that shit. Whatever, my point is that are you having that type of network around you so that you can talk to your buddy's dads
Of
and
course.
your buddy's dad's buddies? And that network itself is what I'm assuming, because you said that you had a pretty high clientele from the start or early on,
Well,
right?
let me tell you this. I don't believe that that happened because of me in the beginning. Everything that happened after the beginning, I've put in the work. But I'm gonna shift to something else really quick. I really, after my whole split with my breakup and everything, I tried to focus on my business, obviously, and getting closer to my religion. Obviously, I'm Jewish. You know, we all believe in the same God. So I try to just shift my focus to like practicing more of just being closer to God, trying to learn. Did I? I've definitely can say that the last 4 months are the most consistent months I've had in my life of being close to God, being close to Judaism, religion in general. But when I got on my relationship, I was trying to, you know, just I was free balling. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was just focusing on my business, and I met some good friends right before I broke up with my ex, and they know who they are. We also Jews, we became really good friends, and I knew that their parents, you know, their circle was good. I didn't push anything, but they supported my business. And one of my really good friends, Omri, shout out to Omri,
Shout out to
he told me, he goes, "Listen, you need to utilize the people that you're around. How about you text all these big guys around here?
him.
You lose nothing. Just text them on your business account. Hey, I'm a detailing business. I'm starting out. Can I please wash your car for free?" I was like, "Bro, like, why? Like, whatever." And then I really thought about it, and I was like, "This can like really like this can truly change everything." So I spammed like I didn't spam, but I think I sent like 10 of his messages, and about half of them got back to me, and it was the most amazing decision I ever made in my life.
I wish I could slap the fuck out of young Brandon right now, honestly. I fucking hate when people don't do that shit, dude, because like people don't understand that these like the big dogs that you're trying to reach that have
Course.
their own business, whatever, they're hustlers themselves.
Of
They've
course.
been in your scenario
Of
before.
course.
They love this
I
shit,
love.
especially when they see someone that's a
Of
younger
course.
in their community is vital, 'cause like they want you to your they're probably gonna want their son or their daughter to be in like a company with you that are
Of
like
course.
motivated, you're driven, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like they love that type of hustler shit. They will always, matter of fact, they will triple what you charge
Of course.
just so that you continue doing what you're doing. Like they love that shit, and people are afraid to reach out to them because I get it. It may seem scary. Why the fuck would my friend's rich ass dad like come back to me or even reach back to me? He's just gonna think what my business is stupid, whatever. Were you afraid to reach out to him? I
I
mean.
was afraid because number one, I didn't want to work for free because I know that I busted my balls what I was doing and it was tough. But they all said what you just said. They were in my shoes once too. Every person I did paid me. Some paid triple, some paid double, some just paid. Not the point, not about the money. I had one catch with all those people. I said, "You don't have to pay me. Just, I'm going to post something, repost it, leave me a nice review. Tell people about me, give people my card." That was the best decision I ever made in my life because I can truly say about 75% of my clientele is word of mouth. You know,
Oh, seven.
especially when you're in a small community like we're in Philadelphia, okay? We have, you know, like a lot of us are Jews, we speak Russian, whatever, foreign background. A lot of foreign people stay in like a very small community. And we all have like our set list of people that we like. You know, there might be this one doctor that everyone goes to, or this one law firm we all go
Very
to,
true.
or this one real estate agent. You know, and you know, in the Jewish community, for example, we all know like a certain guy, and
Definitely.
it's like that's my goal. I want to be the guy that's known as like you know the one detailing shop or the one detailing you know just whatever it may be. So it's like it's so easy to grow in a community when you know you're doing when you do a good job. You charge the right prices. You know how to sell. When you know how to truly sell and keep a customer, because I wish I knew this earlier, how to keep a customer. I was just like, "Okay, I'm gonna wash your car. I'm done with you. Let's move on." But the catch is, you want to get them to come back. You know, you want to leave the car dirty. No, I'm playing. You want to clean the car well, but you want to throw them value. You want to throw value in their face.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you just paid, for example, $250 for a detail. Well, let me come back to you every month. I'll give you the same exact service for like $130, $140, but the car needs to be like relatively maintained condition. Yeah. You know, if you're gonna come back to me with a complete trash car in 1 month, like I'm gonna upcharge you. You know, it's just how business works. But once again, when you keep people to come back and you stay in their face, because people forget, people are not gonna remember I need a car washed, but when you stay in their face and you do a good job, one community will follow you. And I saw this one video by the Airbnb CEO. He said you'd rather have 100 people love you than 1,000 people like you, something like that. Because when 100 people love you and believe in your brand, your business, what you do, they will tell 10,000 people. Because when you have 100 people love you, you have 100 loyal customers. Like, for example, hypothetically, you have 100 maintenance cars that come to you every single month. That is guaranteed work. Can you imagine how many people that they boast your business to? The 1,000 people that like you, oh yeah, he's good, but there's also this guy, he charges less, you know, but the 100 that love you will stay loyal to you.
Yeah.
Like, I know my customers, I know which ones will not go to anybody else. I know who might try someone else, but I know who's loyal, I know who will not leave me ever.
That's fucking literally perfectly said.
Yeah.
What is it that Josh always says?
It's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
But that applies too. Huge. But Josh, yeah, with the make an offer so good that it'd be stupid.
Make an offer so good that people feel stupid saying no to.
That's just more so what you were talking about earlier with like, hey, let me do it for free, whatever.
It's intimidating to yourself. Like when, like, I'm younger, like, it's not as easy to sell to an adult. Like, look, I'm 19 years old. You know, I don't have like a net worth or anything. I'm doing cars for people that have million, two, five, 10, 15, 20 million. You know, like, it's intimidating to sell it to somebody, but when you throw value at someone's face and you go overboard and you do like more than you should, like, you know, the little things matter, like little things you can leave in the car, little things that you can make the customer feel special, make them feel like, wow, like, this person really cares. This person, like, you know, wants to make me feel like I'm getting treated. Like, for example, my business, I would say it's a luxury good. People don't need detailing. They can go to the car wash, you know, like, God forbid, if a recession occurs or something bad, that's one of the first things people will unfortunately cut out. That's why I do have a set audience that I target, people that wouldn't cut it out, people that can afford it monthly, people that have nicer cars that want to maintain their vehicles. You know, my main customer focus isn't the person who wants their car deep cleaned that one time and never comes back, because I don't want to clean their car. Like, I want to, but like, I dread getting like that minivan with like the soccer mom of like 15 kids and like dog hair, like, bro, yeah. I'm there all day and it's like, it's exhausting. You know, I love working on any car, but you know, obviously you get like a nice Porsche or a nice Lambo, it's much better.
Why would you choose the,
I'm not trying to, like, you know, please come to me with any car you have, but you got to understand it's human nature.